For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us. Still lots to get into. Tons of Kirby Smart audio from SEC Media Days today. I don't know how many this is. We got a cut sheet here.
Yes.
A cut sheet for those listening is just a piece of paper that has a bunch of different explanations of what the person is talking about. Audio cuts.
Yes.
I bet we got 30 Kirby Smart audio cuts right here. We're going to play you one of them in just a couple of minutes. Ben Watson's going to join us at 1:20 as well. SEC Network, Georgia Bulldog. We'll talk to him about everything that he's seen in the first couple of days out there in Texas, and obviously talk about Georgia and the conference and all that kind of stuff. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well.
I got a question, and I thought about this. I was like, say, for instance, you needed to just, like, say, for instance, I need to crash at your crib, mm-hmm. or you need to crash at my crib.
Okay.
Would you ask your wife or tell your wife?
I mean, I guess it would be, hey, Randy needs to sleep over here tonight. Is that cool?
Yeah.
It'd probably be like that.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, hey, Andy's going to spend the night. Is that cool?
Yeah. It would be like that.
It would be like that. Okay. Yeah. I was like, because you remember how you have to ask your mom, hey, mom, can Andy spend the night tonight?
Right.
And then after we'd have been together all damn day. And everything, hey, can Andy spend the night? But then I thought, okay, yes, that's her mama. That's my mama's house.
Right.
That's my wife's house, too, but it's my house, too.
Sure.
But I would think, well, it would be like, hey, babe, can Andy spend the night? No.
No, would it be like that?
Because I think it would be different if I said that, too, just like that. Hey, babe.
Right.
Can Andy spend the night? That'd be weird as hell.
It would be weird because you're sort of acting like, I don't know, we're being like, kids or something.
Yeah, like we're going to sleep in the basement.
Right. We're going to stay in the basement, just us.
Yeah, that's
we're going to stay up all night.
Weird.
We're going to watch movies.
Yeah.
No, that would be weird. But I would say it probably like that too, though, because I do think, and I don't know what your wife's follow-up would be, but I think my wife would have like kind of a weird follow-up. It'd be like, hey, Randy needs to stay over tonight. Is that cool?
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd be like, yeah, why?
Yeah. And that would be.
Why?
Yeah, mine, she's so. She's like that too, but if it was like years, she's like, yeah, okay. She'd be like, okay.
No, she would say, she would make, that's what she would say. Okay. She'd say, yeah, why? And then she'd say, no, it's okay. Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
She would like make sure that, but then she would really be like, but really though, why?
Yeah. Like, did Donna throw him out?
Yeah, like, is he all right? Because, of course you could.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the most comfortable setup.
Right. But that's my thing.
Because our guest room is now in the playroom.
But I'm not, I got to sleep in the couch of Boone. But that's what I'm just trying to tell my boys. But I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to a hotel. For what? Yeah, boy, I'm not leaving my home for nobody. I'm not giving you that power. You know what I mean? Like, I don't sleep on couches. We got extra rooms. Are you telling me that I ain't good enough for an extra bedroom?
No, right. You got like wings.
But that's what the thing about it is. When you be looking at these TV shows with these rich folks, they throw a pillow and sleep on the couch. Like, hold on, this house got like when Uncle Phil had to sleep on the couch. Uncle Phil,
they live in a mansion.
They live in a damn mansion, and Uncle Phil got to sleep on the couch. Hell no.
Now, luckily in my marriage, we haven't had that. I'm sure at some point I'll do something dumb enough to where,
we all did.
But it hasn't happened yet.
Yes.
To where. I don't want you to sleep in here. Now, the couch might be a more comfortable option because the bed we have is like a day bed and it pulls out and it's in the playroom and it's got toys all over it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I might just sleep on the couch just out of comfort.
I'm like, couch is newer. I'm like, sleep on no damn couch. Go to another room. Because, you know, and I love that. We always did this a long time ago. We said, we never go to bed mad at each other. You know what I mean? Said, never. Now, that went away real quick. that went away.
It's
so,
a good goal.
It's a good goal.
It's a good goal.
It's a good goal. But I'm not, I'll sleep damn mad at your ass. All right? I will. I'm saying I'm sure will. I don't care. Be mad. I sleep better when you're mad at me.
Yeah, no, that, matter of fact,
yeah,
I prefer.
That was so cute. Yeah. Oh yes, baby. You know, I don't think we should ever go to bed mad at each other. No problem. I ain't trying to stay at 1 o'clock in the morning trying to figure it out.
I know, because sometimes it's like you do have to. I have to have a little check in. It's like, yeah. How long is this one going to take to talk out? Because it's late, and we got to work tomorrow. This isn't just a 15-minute, you know
right.
what, you were right. You know what, if you kind of, you know what I mean? It's like, this is a two-hour conversation. Yeah. Like, how bad did you mess up, or how mad is she
but
at
the thing
you?
About, you know I don't mess, I don't mess up anymore like that. You know, so it's very rarely is she mad about something that I'm like she might, like, okay.
Right, it's yeah. little basic,
ain't like
run-of-the-mill
that.
Marriage.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not sleeping. Oh, you can sleep on the couch. How about you go sleep on the damn couch? Sleep on a damn couch. I wish I would.
Yeah.
I'd be so funny when Uncle Phil had to sleep on the couch. Like, Uncle Phil, you live in a damn mansion in Bel Air. I'm sure there's an extra room.
I will be honest, without getting too much into it, I'll tell you off the air. I did stay in the living room on the couch a little longer last night.
And she came and got
just
you.
To make sure she was asleep.
And she came and got you?
Nope.
She didn't come and get you?
No, she was out there. But we, and then she went back to the room, and I was like, I'm going to give her about half an hour before I go in there.
Yeah.
Make sure she's asleep.
No, no.
I didn't sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
I just hung out a little
bit. I was like, who I don't come down? Like, you come to bed? Like, because that's the expectation. When they go to bed, we're supposed to go to bed.
Well, ours, yeah, we can't do that.
No.
My wife gets up at 1:30 in the morning to go to work, so she goes to bed at 7 o'clock.
She goes to bed that early?
Tries to.
Damn.
The goal is to. The goal is to go to bed at 7 o'clock.
Ooh.
Even if you go to bed at 7 o'clock. That's only 6 hours of sleep.
Yeah, man.
She gets up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
It's not good.
No,
it's not a healthy schedule.
Dude. Ooh, man.
At least she gets to cover really fun stuff, though. At least she's a producer for a CNN politics show and gets to cover really fun stories all the time. So it's a give and take,
you
know?
It's a give and take. Brandon Ayuk is officially requesting a trade.
All right.
Well.
Okay.
He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, they don't have to trade.
They're going to trade you.
Yes. Wait it out.
Wait it out. You don't have to be there.
Yeah, you're going to show up.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, what are you going to do? Not play and get no money.
Yep.
Maybe get traded, but probably not. Mm-hmm. Or sign the contract they offered you for like $25 million a year.
And leave it at that.
Pretty good. It's not what you want, but it's better than nothing.
I agree with that. But
also, they could trade you to, I don't know, what would be the worst place to get traded to right now?
Buffalo?
Buffalo's not bad because they're good.
But that's what I'm saying. If I'm Buffalo, I'm reaching out.
Yeah, yeah, sure. No, wide receiver needy teams are going to for sure reach out.
If I'm Buffalo, I'll reach out for them.
I'm just seeing, like, what's the Siberia? Because, like, if you get traded in the NBA and your team hates you, they trade you to Washington or Charlotte.
What's the
Siberia of the NFL right now?
Wow.
There kind of isn't.
There kind of really
isn't. Because the Jets
maybe.
Yeah, Arizona's a good one. And that's not too far. He could drive there.
Yeah.
All right.
And he went to Arizona State, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
So maybe he'd be happy to go to Arizona. Right. All right. Let's get to the big story of the day here to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetic. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
I'm happy that these kids get an opportunity to improve their situation or make money and give back to their families or in some cases their communities. So that doesn't bother me at all. I have no problem navigating that. I've gotten less attached and said, you know what, if it's better for that young man because of a financial difference between us and another school, I respect that decision and opinion they have to make. I have to worry about the players that we do get. Okay, and I worry about the ones that we do sign, that they're the right kind of kids and they're coming for the right reason. That includes money, but it's not just money.
It's unbelievable. I would never, and I know it's been a few years with NIL, thought I'd hear coaches talk like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's always happened, don't get me wrong,
right.
But not at this like frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, know people that work with these kids in these NIL deals and know coaches who've had to deal with the people in these NIL deals. And it's amazing that it comes down to that. It's a thing where you can have two coaches on the line. Hold on, coach. Let me click over real quick and tell this other coach. Well, he said that he was going to offer us this. And then click back, well, he counteroffered with this. This is what he's talking about. These are the things that he's having to navigate through and all those other different things. And I hate that part of can't get attached because you want, because I know how much Kirby loves these kids.
Yeah.
And you want to be there. You want to do that. But yet you have to know in the back of your mind that this is going to, this could happen.
Right. All of that in the context of, and he said this at the beginning, and I know you and I both feel this way, and I think a lot of people do. It's good that guys are finally starting to get their fair share.
Yes.
It's good that players are finally starting to get their slice of the pie because they've been earning the pie for so long. But one of the things that always separated, at least for me, like in my mind as a fan and covering it and hearing from coaches and stuff like that, separated college from pro was that. Like, you're still sort of like developing young men.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like, you're still trying to help guys go from being 18-year-old kids to when they leave your program. Maybe you're not going to the NFL. Maybe you're going to be an attorney. Maybe you're going to be an accountant, whatever. But, like, I'm going to try to give you some life lessons while you're here. That's an attachment thing. Like, you can't help but get attached when you're helping someone.
Right.
Okay, I can make you a better blocker. I can make you a better football player. That's great. That's my job.
Right.
But, like, if I can actually help you be a better husband someday, how can you not be attached to
that? Yeah, exactly.
And you know, and a lot of these guys do, but we're talking about Kirby because he just said that. You know Kirby cares about that.
Yes. Yes. I mean,
that's tough.
Life's about relationships, man.
That's tough.
It is.
It is.
Life's about relationships.
Football's short.
And it is, but you'll always have that relationship with your head coach and everything. And the thing with Kirby is, like I said, he's a very hands-on coach. Very, very hands-on. And he's always been that way. That's why, you know, and that's where he comes from and everything. I know we can talk about Nick as what he is as far as that aura of what he is, big, larger than life figure. But Nick is a very hands-on coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so that's where he gets that problem from all the way up down to his father and everything. So, yeah, I guess that probably is the hardest thing about this new thing is that.
I bet it is.
Is that. And
but you have to prepare yourself like that.
Yeah. Because
if you get too worried about it, that might impact you negatively.
Yeah.
That might be a bad thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, because you know it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Because of everything he just said.
Right.
And we know that this is a new aspect that when he took over Georgia, he probably didn't have to worry about it. But re-recruiting your own roster.
Sure.
Re-recruiting your own roster.
And then you say the thing that you say in sports, which in pro sports, which tends to be sort of like the get out of jail free card no matter what decision is made, is, well, it's just a business.
Yeah.
Like, damn, but it is.
But you're sitting there, Buck. You're like, damn, we just won two national championships.
Yeah.
You got two rings. Yeah, you didn't contribute much, but look what's going
to
happen. You're about to.
Yeah.
You're about to. Okay.
I know they're offering you more money.
Right.
I get it. You got to do what's best for you. Now, it might be best for you to stay here.
Yep.
But it's going to be hard for me to convince you of that because they're offering you more zeros. And again, I get it. Go do what. Now, I do think it's probably easier for him to wrap his mind around it because it does kind of fit back into that same thing that he always talks about, which is all you can really worry about is what's in front of you. All you can really worry about is what's going on right now. The players that are on our team, the guys that choose to be here, that kind of stuff. Process over results, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Like all the coach stuff. But like when that's been the way you've operated your life for so long, you just put this new stuff into that same filter.
Right.
And you're like, all right, well, this is what we do. New reality, but same process. Focus on what's in front of you.
Dollar bill.
Yeah. Yep. It's tough, man. It's complicated. We'll talk to Ben Watson about that and everything else going on at SEC Media Days coming up next. SEC Network, Georgia Bulldogs, friend of the program, Ben Watson next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's boogie down, 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 down,
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Ben Watson going to join the show in a few minutes as well, as he spent the last 2 days sitting next to Nick Saban at SEC Media Days. Played for Belichick, works with Saban.
Yeah, he just texted me back like, oh, Eastern. They're like, yeah, dog. So, yeah, he had to go and find a quiet
place. Because
they're in Dallas, yeah.
And that's in Central?
I think so.
Okay, so he was thinking, okay. Yeah, God, all right. It's a common misunderstanding.
It happens a lot.
It makes sense.
It did happen a lot. It happens a lot. So, but yeah, he'll say he's going to go up to the room so we can hit a
What are you doing with your sleeve?
Dude, I got my shirt caught on something this morning. I think when I was outside or something, and some guy got caught on the fence or something.
Oh.
He got a hole in it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I thought you were trying, like, you've been doing push-ups. You're trying to show me, flex on me.
I got a little nail rip.
Trying to intimidate me.
But I thought it was something on my shirt. And then I, kept wiping it, and I kept feeling skin.
I got it.
It's a damn hole.
Okay.
Yeah, so I ain't
like, that's too bad.
Yeah.
That's a great shirt.
I love this shirt, but yeah, I got a hole in it. And probably because it's old, too. It's one of my old.
But it's a good one, though. And for people, obviously, no one can see us.
Yes.
Coming to America.
Yes. That Boy Good.
That Boy Good shirt. Yes. Very, very good.
Yes.
Randy has excellent shirts every single day.
This is one of my favorites.
So now that you know that there's a hole in it, is it retired?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, man. It's going into the graveyard. The graveyard.
The shirt graveyard.
And the t-shirt graveyard is Herd Brand.
That means your wife sleeps in them now?
Yeah, my wife sleeps in them now. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Me too.
That's exactly what the shirt means. So,
all right, you can have this one now.
It's on his last one.
Got paint on it.
Yeah.
Got a hole in it.
Yeah.
Don't like to wear it anymore.
For the good times, though. For the good times. Because I love the shirt and everything like that. I'm trying to, because Missouri's up now. And, you know. 75% of his offensive production is back. Okay, so I mean, they got a lot of it.
79%. That's a lot.
Wow, that is a lot. And they're showing his runner that they went and took. What is that young boy's name?
From Missouri?
Yeah, the runner from last year.
Schrader. Right? That's his name. Garrett Schrader.
I wonder if he made somebody's squad.
It's a good question. He seems like a guy that would be like a good, like, third back, special teams kind of guy. Yeah. Hard worker, gritty.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, real gym rat.
Gym rat, gritty.
He gave Georgia hell, though, that day.
He damn sure did.
He was good that day.
He was good. When wasn't he good? When was it? I mean, this dude.
2 years before that, when he was at a junior college.
I'm talking about that whole season.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're
right.
He was incredible.
He was their all-purpose guy. What was that the last game they played? Was it Arkansas?
Oh, Garrett Schrader was a quarterback at Syracuse. I'm thinking of somebody else.
Cody Schrader.
Cody Schrader.
Cody.
I said Cody on a podcast yesterday. Now you had me question if I was wrong.
Cody, okay.
Good. I'm glad you weren't wrong on that podcast, and I was wrong live on the radio. Good thing that's what happened.
That's not what I meant.
He plays for the 49ers.
Oh, does he?
There you go.
All right, there we go, baby.
I don't know if he's practice squad or whatever, but yeah. Cody Schrader is the San Francisco 49er.
But yeah, he's a workhorse.
Who is currently a teammate of Brandon Ayuk.
Yes.
Who might not be a teammate of Brandon Ayuk for very long because Brandon Ayuk has officially requested a trade from the San Francisco 49ers.
Why did he wait so late?
Well, he thought it would get done.
No, he didn't.
I mean, he's been trying to get this contract done for a long time.
They offered him something. I don't know what the number was or whatever.
And I think maybe he thought he was waiting for the other wide receivers on the market to sign deals.
It didn't happen.
And that hasn't happened yet. And he wasn't going to get what these guys are going to get anyway.
Training camp official next week. Who do you think gets contract first? Who do you think? Tua, CeeDee, who else is up for it? Matt Stafford?
Mm-hmm. Tua.
You think Tua gets one?
Yeah.
I do, too.
I think they get the Tua contract done before camp starts.
Okay, I was thinking that, too. I don't know how to get CDs done.
And I guess maybe Ayuk was – because he was kind of doing the, I don't know what you call it, cryptic comments on podcast thing, and he would tweet some stuff. You know, I think he thought maybe he could play the game publicly and force their hand a little bit. No, man.
Is he still following them?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe unfollowed him on Instagram, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I think he thought he was going to be able to wait him out. But no, it was never going to happen. So here it is. I mean, now that's the option. Demand a trade. Maybe a team makes a move for him. Problem is, that team's not going to give him an extension either. You make a move for him, and then you let him play one more year.
But that's the thing about it. A lot of times when this happens, they get it.
Yeah, if that team's willing to do that.
But then again,
if that team's good, they probably already have a wide receiver they're paying a lot of money to.
True.
Now, maybe Buffalo is an option, you mentioned, because they got all their wide receivers moved.
That seems like a perfect match.
And then they made the draft pick of the kid from Florida State.
Coleman.
Yeah, Keon Coleman, who's really good. So, I don't know. Maybe you make that move and bring him up there. Now it's tough. I think it's fair to say he may have misplayed this thing.
Yeah, but I mean, if he gets the bag where he gets the bag, then he's fine.
Right.
That's the biggest thing, is you got to.
True. Right. He's got to get paid.
Yeah.
It would be nice to be a 49er, though.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
They go to the NFC Championship game every single year.
It'd be nice to have more money.
But it'd be nice to have $30 million a year as well. And I guess if I can only have one of those two things, I'd rather have $30 million a year.
Hell yeah. Charter can't eat no rings. What was his name in damn Belly? When, as Tommy said in Belly, Shorty can't eat no books. God, I love that line. Shorty, what do you do? Bank debt, get money.
I haven't seen that movie in 20 years.
Dude, I just love that part right there. I love that part. I just love that part right there because when he was like, count that money. Like, have you ever seen anybody like that hard? Tell somebody to count that money.
Have you ever seen anyone eat anything more annoyingly than that dude ate that banana?
Nothing at all.
It's like the little banana pieces left on his lip.
I don't like that.
He's chewing it. Yeah. Oh, God. The way it was like it was the best acting I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Of someone trying to be that, like, trying to be irritating and be that guy with a banana with a yellow outfit on. Yeah. All of it. It was perfect.
Yeah,
it was a perfectly nailed character.
I'm not a big fan. Yeah.
It made me very uncomfortable.
I don't like that right there.
Yeah.
That's them right there? I don't like that right there. So, yeah, it's oh. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about that because I hate banana eaters who had that stuff. Like,
yeah, I hate any eaters that have stuff remaining.
I just, on the lips.
Like, don't have be a little cleaner with the way you eat.
I like it.
Now, if you're a toddler, you know, maybe you're eating a banana when you're a toddler. Yeah. You get a little leftover on the face. Yeah. When you're a grown man,
you're a grown ass man. Clean your damn mouth.
Yeah, like every bite has to be followed by a little. Yeah. You know?
Clean your damn mouth.
Clean it up. I understand.
Clean your damn mouth.
All right, good. Probably enough of that conversation. Let's talk about something people care about. Ben Watson, SEC Network, SEC Media Days. Spent the last two days sitting next to Nick Saban doing a great job on TV. Ben, how are you?
What up, B?
I'm great, man. I'm trying to figure out, what are y'all talking about? Like, what did I just jump into?
We were talking about Belly, and we were talking about how hard DMX was in Belly, and he said the worst part was when old boy was eating that banana. Yeah. And how he was eating the banana. Yeah, I don't like that. About to drop a dime on them. Yeah, I was very uncomfortable with the manner of him eating the banana. That was it. Clean your mouth.
Boy, I just heard bananas and on your face. I'm like, I don't know what y'all talking about, bro.
Yeah, no, that'd be pretty appropriate, like, any time during our show every day. Yeah. Like, if you just dropped in for 30 seconds, it's like, oh, what is this weird show about? Let me ask you this. Obviously, day two wrapping up. You'll be back for day three of SEC Media Days tomorrow. What is the topic that you guys have spent the most time discussing in the first 2 days of SEC Media Days?
Yeah, well, the most of it has been big picture. I mean, you know, obviously SEC is divisionless this year. There's also expanded playoffs to 12 teams. You know, the intricacies of how that's going to work. You know, heard a lot from the commissioner yesterday. He spoke for about 50 minutes about those topics, NIL, transfer, a bunch of different things. I think that, you know, most fans kind of have a grasp on where we are, but it's an ever-changing landscape of college football. There's litigation that's going on, and so all these things are kind of hovering in the clouds above while football is quickly approaching. And then I think on a more field level, a lot of the coaches are just, you know, giving updates on their teams, talking about the schedule. The schedules are another big thing. Yeah. You know, you've got teams that aren't used to playing each other that are crossing the old east-west lines in order to play each other, which creates some excitement but also some uncertainty.
Ben, when you look at the landscape as far as the team, the actual play on the grass, obviously I think Georgia is definitely, we know Georgia's definitely number one. Is it Texas, is it a definitive Texas number two followed by Alabama, or could you flip-flop either one of them? Or maybe somebody else in that spot?
Yeah, there's Georgia, I think most people would say is number one, you know, for a number of reasons that I'm sure you guys have talked about a lot. But I think after Georgia, there's a big conversation. You know, Texas obviously was in the playoff last year. They've got Quinn Ewers, their quarterback, coming back. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to pick Texas and to say that they're going to be kind of be SEC ready, so to speak. But they lose a lot on offense. They lose, you know, four of their top five receivers. They've got transfers coming in from Alabama at the tight end receiver position. And so there's some uncertainty there. You know, I think Alabama obviously it has the talent. They've got a quarterback that's dynamic that creates a lot of problems for a lot of people. You can ask Georgia. We played them in the SEC championship. He's a tough guy. But a team, I think, that even the ESPN analytics, for whatever reason, haven't figured out how to put them in there because they've got so many transfers, is Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. And you think about this Ole Miss team on offense, I mean, at the quarterback position with Jackson Dart, he's been there 3 years, and then they go out and get bigger defense. So the problem with Ole Miss was defense, specifically in the trenches. They didn't have a strong defensive line, and so they've addressed a lot of those things. So I think Ole Miss is a team that may surprise a lot of people, but after winning 11 games last year, I don't think it's going to be a surprise to see them in that category as well.
I feel like the worst-case scenario for Georgia now is still a best-case scenario for almost every program in the country. But if you're looking at Georgia being obviously incredibly talented, but maybe one thing that you're looking at, like, if something holds them back from being national champions this year, what is that question that you have regarding Georgia?
You know, today we had Coach Smart on with us, and, you know, he addressed the crowd, said a lot of great things, talked about mentorship and the coaching changes that he's had, the way that he's been able to navigate that, talked about Carson Beck and just, you know, the job that he's done with Bobo. You know, I think looking at this football team, there's a lot of strengths. On offense, there's the strengths in the running back room, at quarterback. I look at the receivers, however, and I think about a guy like Brock Bowers leaving. Now, he's a generational talent. But the thing that I look at and say, okay, how do you replace this? It's the small things that he did, he and Ladd McConkey, blocking on the edge, the small details of getting little things right that turn into big things. And if there's anything that this team is going to possibly struggle with, is who's going to be the guy or the guys who are going to be so meticulous and take such pride in their work every single day in practice, every single game, and that's going to permeate the rest of the team. Coach Smart talked about, you know, the leader that Carson Beck is, and says, you know what, we've emphasized with him that he needs to be a little bit more vocal. And he's listened to that. He's become more vocal, because when teammates see you celebrating their success, it makes them more excited, especially when you're a leadership position like quarterback. And so if there was one thing, it's going to be – you know, just who are those guys going to be that are going to be kind of the war daddies, mm-hmm. you know, on the team. And then secondly, look, we always talk about with Georgia on defense that, you know, losing 17 players in the last three NFL drafts, you know, the top of the league in third down defense, total defense, et cetera, they don't generate a lot of sacks, but they do generate a lot of pressure. And so looking at their schedule, they're going to have some stellar D-line play. They're going to have to create a lot of pressure on some of these opposing quarterbacks. And that's an area where if you don't get that right, it puts pressure on the entire defense.
Ben, last year, I think a lot of the talk when we're talking about teams and coaches as far as on the hot seat, I'm sure everybody's calling out Sam Pittman, because last year, remember, it's Eli Drinkwitz. They go out, Missouri has a great year. He gets a contract extension. Who is that this year for you, in your thought process, for as far as, you know, with the new landscape and everything, the coaches that, you know, it could be the last ride for them?
Well, I think Sam Pittman again. And, you know, we haven't had Arkansas come through. They come through either, I think, tomorrow maybe, or the next day.
Thursday, yeah.
And so, those would be some of the questions he'll have to answer on Thursday. A lot of people thought that last year might have been the last ride for him. Great coach, great personality. It was always fun to be around and talk to. But Arkansas has been in flux. They lose KJ Jefferson, so the quarterback position is in flux. And there's just a lot of questions in Fayetteville, Arkansas right now. So that's one. I also think, you know, Billy Napier in Florida. Mm. And, you know, he had expectations set high, winning, you know, a bit in his first year, and then, you know, has struggled a bit. They could bring back Graham Mertz, who, you know, led the SEC in completion percentage, even if they were short passes. At least there's some stability there. But I think that what I'm hearing from Florida fans is, you know, they want to see some improvement this year. You know, we had Shane Beamer come, and I wouldn't say he's on the hot seat. I think, you know, South Carolina fans really love him. The administration loves him. But again, it's kind of in that 5-6 win area where the expectations in the SEC are so high that if you don't show progress towards, you know, breaking through that ceiling, then question marks start to arise.
What's tomorrow going to be like? Because it's Alabama Day, but obviously it's not Saban Day. That was the big thing at SEC. But he'll be there because he's working with you guys. And then Kalen DeBoer, of course, is the new coach. Like, what is that whole dynamic going to be like tomorrow?
Man, one thing I learned about SEC Media Days, my first Media Day was, I guess, 4 years ago in Birmingham. And they said, just wait until Alabama Day, mm-hmm. because the entourage comes in, everybody bows down in the hallway. They roll out the red carpet, and Saban walks in with his scepter and his crown. And you're right, it's about to be a little bit different. But what's interesting is, you know, even today, sitting there on set, and Coach Smart is talking, and he dedicated a good couple minutes of his speech, if you haven't heard it, to Nick Saban, and just talking about the influence that he's had on him, how he learned so much from him. And so I think there's still going to be perhaps a little bit of an honoring of Coach Saban, even though it's Alabama Day and he's not coaching for Alabama. I still think there's going to be a bit of a buzz. And a lot of it is muscle memory. I think a lot of people in the media, as soon as they hear Alabama Day,
right,
they wake up a little bit different than that morning.
Makes sense. It makes sense and everything. And last one for you. How has it been sitting next to Nick? Because, I mean, obviously he is who he is, but I'm just talking about his analysis. We don't have the volume on in here, but him talking right now, being, because you know he's a big hand talker. I'm like, he's preaching up there right now. He's preaching up there right now.
Man, he it's so weird. I mean, it's kind of weird for me because I love him. I respect Nick Saban. I respect Alabama, but they've broken my heart a lot of times. My heart a lot of times. But I respect so much what he's done in his career. And, you know, just his continued excellence is not easy. And then sitting next to him, if you get a chance to turn up the volume, I would say do so when he's talking, because he is dropping nuggets from a coach's perspective that's really unique to him. I was never a coach. Some of my coworkers have never been coaches. And so what's interesting is just to hear his perspective after coaching the game for so long, so many national championships, so many great players, and some of the things that he sees and some of the stuff that he even hears from some of these other coaches that he's like, man, that's BS, or, you know, that's real. You know, he's being real on the set and kind of giving us that look inside. It's going to be exciting to see him on College Game Day.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, keep up the great work, Ben. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, my brother.
Hey, man, love you, dog.
Take care, brother. Love you back.
Ben Watson there, Georgia Bulldog, SEC Network, SEC Media Days 2. He'll be back up there tomorrow and Thursday as well.
We got an explanation.
Of?
The national anthem.
Oh.
Yes.
Were we right?
Yes, we were.
Drunk?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
This is a post. Abe just sent it to us.
I'll tell you what. I know a drunk when I hear one.
Hey, I'm not going to BS y'all. I was drunk last night. Yep. I'm checking myself into a facility today and get the help I need.
Oh,
that was so not me last night. I apologize to MLB, all the fans, and the country. I love you so much for this redemption. And I'll let y'all know how rehab was.
Not as fun to be right now that she's going to rehab.
But hey, it was something,
my
though.
Bad. Knew it. I said, yep. I know a drunk singer. I've been to a lot of karaoke before.
Exactly.
Been to a lot of karaoke's before. Abe thinks we need to go to break, so I guess we better. All right. I'll do it then. I do want to remind you this hour is brought to you by Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. The AMA is next. Call us up, 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Thanks again to Ben Watson for hanging out with us live from SEC Media Days talking some college football. If you missed that conversation, download the podcast. Rewind on the Odyssey app. Subscribe to the Andy and Randy podcast, and you can not only get all of our segments and all of our hours every single day right on your phone, a little extra bonus content, too.
Yeah.
Got the Off the Cuff podcast.
Yeah, dog.
Exclude not NSFW, not safe for work. Got to listen to that one with your headphones.
We've been toned down a lot doing that. No, we haven't.
Have we?
No.
I don't know. I don't think so. Today was pretty raw.
Yeah, raw and
raw
rugged.
And cut. All right, Justin's in Braselton. Hey, Justin.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. So, I'm with you guys. I can't wait for the insight, you know, of Saving on ESPN game day, but
yeah,
my question kind of relates to that. So a lot of people, they hate him. They absolutely hate his guts, but I'm not one of them. I like his energy, but I kind of want to know you guys' opinion on Pat McAfee. And do you think he'll be back this season for ESPN College Game Day? They said it was kind of up in the air.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen, but I just want to know what you guys' thoughts are. And I just like the energy he brings every Saturday.
Sure.
So.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, he brings some fun energy. He does. He don't bring nothing else in that, though. His analysis and everything else is not – it's all right.
Yeah.
But everything else that he does as far as entertainment is great.
Yeah. I mean, look, just big picture.
Yeah.
You got to respect what they've built.
Yes.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
he went from what they were doing to he's on ESPN for 2 hours every single day getting paid $100 million to say blank you.
And oh, no. I like get executive. No, I like that.
No, I know. Yeah.
I'm just talking about his
but
his
I don't,
show.
He didn't add anything to game day for me that I needed.
Right.
Like, I like more football. Like, more football talk. And I think Saban will bring some of that back. And I don't know, if he was not there, maybe they could do more of that. I'm not sure. But he didn't make game day better for me. He didn't ruin it for me. Right. Like, I had a lot of people like, oh, this guy's –
No, it wasn't
all right. Like,
it wasn't like that.
You just kind of got to take it for what it is. Mm-hmm. But he didn't – I didn't make it better for me, for sure.
No.
Chris is in Riverdale. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Hey, I got a question. It's for Randy, but it does involve you too, Andy.
Okay.
Randy, what do you think is the most disgusting country entree that Andy would absolutely try?
Oh, man. you know what? I don't know.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. I don't know. I'm still in my feelings about this damn kangaroo thing. I just would never let that go as far as you eating kangaroo. Don't know why. Every time somebody brings up exotic foods, I think about that part about it. But I learned something new.
It was very good.
I learned something new today. People are not actually eating shark. So when people say that they're eating shark, it's make sure that they are, because I read somewhere today that people don't actually eat the actual shark. Because it's something to do with the shark meat itself, because they're so lean. It's not necessarily like the toxins don't get out of them. Really.
What are they eating then?
I don't know. That's why I said, it's like when people talk about they eating gator. Just be careful. It could be something else. We go down to New Orleans and they be like, yeah, we got gator soup. Just be careful.
What
it might
is
not
it?
Be gator. I don't know. But Auburn, I heard that today about the shark meat itself. They were like, yeah, people like.
The only thing edible on is the fin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they say the shark meat. Be careful.
Huh.
Yep.
That's why it's illegal. How about just don't eat shark?
Yeah.
It seems
if you
reasonable.
See somebody saying that they're serving it.
Well, then maybe sharks shouldn't eat us. You know what I mean?
Sharks don't eat people.
Yes, they do.
Nor
Bo.
Do they attack people.
Yes, they do, Bo.
Feel like turnabout is fair
play. I bet
player.
All them folks in Destin ain't walking with chunks out their ass. Ain't
but they weren't
with
attacked.
Them.
They were accidentally
hey,
bitten.
At,
there's a big difference.
What did you just say, Bo?
Attacked means
I was about
you
to call you the other
intent.
Bo. Bo Johnson.
Yes.
Clifton Bo Johnson. Did you just sit up here and say they accidentally bit the folks?
Correct.
Look, exactly I made a pretty good Play-Doh dolphin last night.
Mm. Oh, yes. Beautiful.
I just read a story earlier.
Looks like
today
a dolphin,
about
right?
A guy who was spearfishing in Key West.
Shark bit. Accidentally bit them.
Yeah.
Whoops. It was a taste test.
Exactly. A taste test?
They thought they were tasting a seal, though.
We got sidetracked here. We did not answer the man's question.
Right.
What am I going to eat?
I mean, you've had chitlins before.
I have, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
They're good.
I mean, chitlins are awesome, but I mean, I still, like I said, I will also feel a certain type of way about you eating kangaroo.
What about iguana?
It was at a fancy restaurant.
Would you eat iguana?
Do they cook iguana?
Well, oh, yeah, in South America, it's like all over the place.
Yeah. Nah.
Is it a delicacy?
Yeah.
Because people were trying to tell us that raccoon was a delicacy.
It ain't.
A couple weeks ago.
All right, and I will never, ever, ever.
I won't eat squirrel.
Ever, ever.
Would you
I won't
eat bat?
No.
Squirrel's where you draw the line?
I don't know where I draw the line, but squirrel's on the other side of it. I don't want to eat a squirrel.
I don't want no squirrel nuggets.
Squirrel,
I don't want no squirrel
a
nuggets.
A squirrel is a rat with a fancy tail.
That's
all it is.
It's a tree rat, correct.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's very, very tasty.
I'm not eating any rat. Like, unless it's an apocalypse and I have to stay alive, then I might.
Have y'all seen the dude
but
that
if my
be
life
frying
remains
all, that,
the same?
That dude that be frying all the food. He fried like a deep fried snake the other day. I was looking on an Instagram thing. Frying a deep frying python.
That was not
that
on
was not,
my
no.
algorithm.
I was like, no, but he be cooking all. He be cooking.
That's good meat. If you need to survive.
Snake?
Yeah.
The only reason I would eat snake is because.
I got to survive.
Richie Valens ate it in La Bamba.
Yeah, whatever.
Like, I would eat a rattlesnake.
Him and Bobo. They went to Mexico and they ate it.
If I'm desperate and ain't nothing else to eat. Hey, Bob, throw a damn apple in your mouth, put you on a spigot and turn you.
I know. All that's right? What I mean. But like in normal circumstances, if my life remains the same
he's a
and
damn
I'm,
grilled aid.
I'm not homeless.
I don't think you're going to survive very long
in an
on
apocalypse
that.
Or whatever. Yeah. I really would prefer not to eat
grilled aid. You think the toxins don't get out of shark meat? What do you think I'm feeding you?
I'm telling you. Abe
drinks a lot of energy drinks, man.
I'm just telling you. If it was all four of us,
meat is polluted.
I would get to Abe first. Hell yeah.
Put Abe on a spit.
Yep.
Just roast him. A pulled Abe sandwich? Didn't sound bad. All right.
Do I have to ask?
What?
Which part of me would you eat first?
I probably your back. Yeah, man. Like, you remember how on Rambo when he had that hog and he took that knife and slipped off something? Yeah, I mean,
a little back meat.
A little
Abe bacon.
A little back strap.
What a weird radio show. What a weird show we do. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're daydreaming of ways to cook Abe.
Only the strong survive.
We need football back ASAP.
Yeah, man. All I know is I got to get me a glass of that Hardenay. Yeah. A glass of Hardenade.
Randy, when he was a kid, felt the mama eyes on him.
Yeah, no.
You can stay at Randy's house. You just can't sleep over. The apocalypse happened. Randy's going to throw Abe on a spigot.
Yeah, you guys took a couple of mine, but if we go on a hike, I'm not turning my back on Randy.
Hey, man. I'm just telling you. It ain't about hike.
You better blindside me.
I'm telling you.
You better blindside me.
I'm going to come back.
I'll be ready.
Abe doesn't think you can kill him. Abe does not think you can kill him.
All right, I'll catch Abe with one of them damn loose tree branches.
That's what I'm saying. You better blindside me.
Take him out. Hey, Abe, what's that?
I run up a mountain to get away from him.
You know,
you ain't following.
You know it's going to be a little conspicuous? Abe's not even with us tomorrow. Because we're going to cook him after the show. See what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 99 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and RightFromTheHeart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Thanks again to Ben Watson for hanging out with us live from SEC Media Days talking some college football. If you missed that conversation, download the podcast. Rewind on the Odyssey app. Subscribe to the Andy and Randy podcast, and you can not only get all of our segments and all of our hours every single day right on your phone, you get a little extra bonus content, too.
Yeah.
Got the off-the-cuff podcast.
Yeah, dog.
Exclude not NSFW, not safe for work. Got to listen to that one with your headphones.
We've been toned down a lot doing that. No, we haven't.
Have we?
No.
I don't know. I don't think so. Today was pretty raw.
Yeah, raw and
raw
rugged.
And cut. All right, Justin's in Braselton. Hey, Justin.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. So I'm with you guys. I can't wait for the insight, you know, of Saban on ESPN game day. But
yeah,
my question kind of relates to that. So a lot of people, they hate him. They absolutely hate his guts. But I'm not one of them. I like his energy. But I kind of want to know you guys' opinion on Pat McAfee. Hmm. And do you think he'll be back this season for ESPN college game day? They said it was kind of up in the air.
Yeah.
So I don't know what what's gonna happen, but I just want to know what you guys' thoughts are, and I just like the energy he brings every Saturday.
Sure.
So.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, he brings some fun energy. He does. He don't bring nothing else in that though. His analysis and everything else is not. It's all right.
Yeah,
but everything else that he does, as far as entertainment, is great.
Yeah, I mean, look, just big picture.
Yeah,
you gotta respect what they've built.
Yes.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
he went from what they were doing to he's on ESPN for 2 hours every single day getting paid $100 million to say blank you.
And oh, no. I like
get executive.
I like Pat.
No, I know. Yeah.
I'm just talking about his
but
his
I don't,
show.
He didn't add anything to game day for me that I needed.
Right.
Like, I like more football. Like, more football talk. And I think Saban will bring some of that back. And I don't know, if he was not there, maybe they could do more of that. I'm not sure. But he didn't make game day better for me. He didn't ruin it for me.
Right.
Like, I had a lot of people like, oh, this guy's –
No, it wasn't
all right.
It wasn't like that.
You just kind of got to take it for what it is. Mm-hmm. But he didn't – I didn't make it better for me for sure.
No.
Chris is in Riverdale. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Hey, I got a question. It's for Randy, but it does involve you too, Andy.
Okay.
Randy, what do you think is the most disgusting country entree that Andy would absolutely try?
Oh, man. you know what? I don't know.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, Chris, I don't know. I'm still in my feelings about this damn kangaroo thing. I just would never let that go as far as you eating kangaroo. Don't know why. Every time somebody brings up exotic foods, I think about that part about it. But I learned something new.
It was very good.
I learned something new today. People are not actually eating shark. So if when people say that they're eating shark, it's make sure that they are, because I read somewhere today that people don't actually eat the actual shark because it's something to do with the shark meat itself, because they're so lean. It's not necessarily like the toxins don't get out of them. Really,
what are they eating then?
I don't know. That's why I said it's like when people talk about they eating gator. Just be careful. It could be something else. We go down to New Orleans and they be like, yeah, we got gator soup. Just be careful.
What might is not it?
Be gator. I don't know. But when I heard that today about the shark meat itself, they were like, yeah, people like.
The only thing edible on it is the fin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they say the shark meat. Be careful.
Huh.
Yep.
That's why it's illegal. How about just don't eat shark?
Yeah.
It seems reasonable.
If you see somebody saying that they're serving it.
Well, then maybe sharks shouldn't eat us. You know what I mean?
Sharks don't eat people.
Yes, they do,
Nor
Bo.
Do they attack people.
Yes, they do, Bo.
Feel like turn about
I bet all them folks in Destin ain't walking with chucks out their ass. Ain't
but they weren't attacked. They were accidentally bitten. There's a big difference.
What did you just say, Bo?
Attacked means you do it with intent.
I was about to call you the other Bo. Bo Johnson.
Yes.
Clifton Bo Johnson. Did you just sit up here and say they accidentally bit the folks?
Correct.
Look, exactly I made a pretty good Play-Doh dolphin last night.
Mm. Oh, yes. Beautiful.
I just read a story earlier.
Looks like a dolphin,
about
right?
A guy who was spearfishing in Key West.
Accidentally bit them.
Yeah.
Whoops. It was a taste test.
Exactly. A taste test?
They thought they were tasting a seal, though.
We got sidetracked here. We did not answer the man's question.
Right.
What am I going to eat?
I mean, you've had chitlins before.
I have, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
They're good.
I mean, really chitlins are awesome, but I mean, I still, like I said, I will also feel a certain type of way about you eating kangaroo.
What about iguana?
It was at a fancy restaurant.
Would you eat iguana?
Do they cook iguana?
Well, oh, yeah, in South America, it's like all over the place.
Yeah. Nah.
Is it a delicacy?
Yeah.
Because people were trying to tell us that raccoon was a delicacy.
It ain't.
A couple weeks ago.
All right, and I will never, ever, ever.
I won't ever, eat squirrel.
Ever, ever.
Would you
I won't
eat bat?
No.
Squirrel's where you draw the line?
I don't know where I draw the line, but squirrel's on the
really?
Other side of it. I don't want to eat a squirrel.
I don't want no squirrel nuggets.
Squirrel.
I don't want no squirrel
a
nuggets.
A squirrel is a rat with a fancy tail.
That's it.
All it is.
It's a tree rat, correct.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's very, very tasty.
I'm not eating any rat. Like, unless it's an apocalypse and I have to stay alive, then I might.
Have y'all seen the dude
but
that
if
be
my life remains
that,
the same?
That dude that be frying all the food. He fried like a deep fried snake the other day. I was looking on an Instagram thing. Frying a deep frying python.
That was not
that
on
was not,
my
no.
algorithm.
I was like, no, but he be cooking all. He be cooking.
That's good meat. If you need to survive.
Snake?
Yeah.
The only reason I would eat snake is because.
I got to survive.
Richie Valens ate it in La Bamba.
Yeah, whatever.
Like, I would eat a rattlesnake.
Him and Bobo. They went to Mexico and they ate it.
If I'm desperate and ain't nothing else to eat. Hey, Bob, throw a damn apple in your mouth, put you on a spigot and turn you.
I know. All that's right? What I mean. But like in normal circumstances, if my life remains
some,
the same and
damn
I'm
grilled aid.
I'm not homeless.
I don't think you're going to survive very long
in an
on
apocalypse
that.
Or whatever. Yeah. I really would prefer not to eat
grilled
aid.
You think the toxins don't get out of shark meat? What do you think I'm feeding
you? I'm telling you. Abe
drinks a lot of energy drinks, man.
I'm just telling you. If it was all four of us,
that meat is polluted.
I would get to Abe first. Hell yeah.
Put Abe on a spit. Yep. Just roast him. A pulled Abe sandwich. Didn't sound bad. All right.
Do I have to ask?
What?
Which part of me would you eat first?
I probably your back. Yeah, man. Babe, like, you remember how on Rambo, when he had that hog, and he took that knife and slipped off something? Like that? Yeah, I mean.
A little back meat. A little Abe bacon.
A little back strap.
What a weird radio show. What a weird show we do. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're daydreaming of ways to cook Abe.
Only the strong survive.
We need football back ASAP.
Yeah, man. All I know is I got to get me a glass of that Hardenade. Yeah. A glass of Hardenade.
Randy, when he was a kid, felt the mama eyes
on
him.
Yeah,
dog. You can stay at Randy's house. You just can't sleep over. The apocalypse happened. Randy's going to throw Abe on a spigot.
Yeah, you guys took a couple of mine, but if we go on a hike, I'm not turning my back on Randy.
Hey, man. I'm just telling you. It ain't about hike.
You better blindside me.
I'm telling you.
You better blindside me.
I'm going to come back.
I'll be ready.
Old, when them,
I'll
Abe
be ready.
Abe doesn't think you can kill him. Abe does not think you can kill him.
All right, I catch Abe in one of them damn loose tree branches.
That's what I'm saying. You better blindside me.
Take him out. Hey, Abe, what's that?
I run up a mountain to get away from him.
You know,
who's ain't following.
You know what's going to be a little conspicuous? Abe's not even with us tomorrow. Because we're going to cook him after the show. See what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 99 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.